guys. I am going to make this a really brief recording. I just got done watching a video of a mother humiliating her daughter on social media because she was saying some foul words on the social media pages that she wasn't supposed to have in the first place. So her mother decided that she wanted to discipline her by going on to her daughter's social media, going live, and posting this ridiculous video to her daughter's page. And she was going to leave it up there for 24 hours. Now, she got on her daughter's page, did a live recording, and waited for some of her friends to tune in, you know, so that she can show her daughter, you know, sitting there obviously pissed. And so that she can talk to everybody and let them know exactly what her daughter did that got them to this point. And went so deep into it that she went to telling her daughter's personal business about her hygiene. Now, I know that everybody is going to parent differently. I'm a parent myself, and I may not parent the way that most other people parent. That's not the problem. The problem I have is to what extent you go to disciplining your child. So you want to go on social media and disrespect, dehumanize, and humiliate your own child or anybody for that matter. I do have a problem with that. Now, you want to discipline your child because you said that she was cursing, or your child could be out here just acting a fool on social media, doing whatever, and it can piss you off. It can send you to a whole nother level. I understand. But for you to take it to that same level or further by humiliating your child on that social media platform, that same platform that you had a problem with them acting up on, you're going to go to that very platform and do the same thing to your own child. That's a problem. Obviously, your child is already broken enough since they think that it's cool to go out here in the world and on social media doing ridiculous things. They're obviously broken enough and need some better guidance in a different type of discipline and some understanding of why they do the things they do. But instead of going that route to actually figuring out what the problem is, and if the problem is that they just want to act a fool, let them know and make sure they understand that that's not acceptable. You ain't supposed to do that. It ain't cute to act that way. That ain't how they've been raised. You go and you break them down even further to humiliate them so that they can go to school the next day and be bullied for something that their own parent has done to them. You could have handled this situation privately, but instead you want to go to social media and tear your child down even further and opening up more doors for your child to, yes, be bullied, suffer some real deal self-esteem issues, okay, and who knows what else. Because when you open that door for certain things to be put out on social media, you open a door for a whole lot of things to happen. Your child is going to be emotionally and mentally scarred, okay? Because you also went beyond telling, you know, them what she did that got you to this point of being on live to explain. She ain't supposed to be on Facebook or whatever, but you went to talk about your child's hygiene. That's crazy. Nobody need to know your child's business or what her drawers is looking like. That's crazy, and that's too far for me. It's a lot of videos, more than just this one, that I've seen where parents is putting their hands on their kids on social media. You fighting your child like she or he somebody on the street. You giving your child a whooping right there on live or on a video that you want to post to their social media. You talking crazy to your child so that everybody else can see what's going on. You know, laugh and make jokes about it. Bullying them for a long time behind this, I'm sure, because they still in school. You are humiliating and demoralizing your child. You are mentally scarring your child. You are emotionally scarring them. That is a whole nother issue. You tear your own child down. They're already down, obviously, because they're doing some crazy stuff. So instead of you being that parent coming to them like, what's up? Why are you doing this? You think this cool? Making them understand that there's a different route that you can be going to get recognition. You want to sit up here and tear them down even more. How about you build them up? Okay? Yeah, you done took this hit because you out here acting a fool, but I'm going to get you together. And I'm going to build you up. Okay? Because that's what you need. Something is wrong when you decide that you're going to take that next step to tear them down even more. And I know that it's doing something to them because they like, dang, my own parent is making me look like a fool right now. My own parent is humiliating me. My own parent is making me feel this way. Like, that's crazy. And they shouldn't even have to feel like that. Yeah, they could be like, my mom or my dad just told me some crazy stuff. Yeah, my mom and my dad just got in my behind because I was acting a fool. But ain't nobody else got to know that because they saw it on social media. Nobody else got to know that. So when you take it to social media, and not only do you take it to social media, but you take it to a whole different level where you're coming at your child like they some low life, don't deserve no respect type of person, that's a real deal issue. Because you could have came to them like a parent. You could have came to them like a man or a woman and been like, I love you. I care about you. What's up? Tell me what's going on. And really let them know how the world really is and how they really should be acting, because you know how they was raised and they know how they being raised. But when you want to take it to a pettier level than they at with it, you need to really sit down and analyze yourself. Now, I'm not here to try to tell nobody what to do and how to raise their child, because everybody is different in their parenting. Somebody may have an issue with how I parent my child. I bet you won't see it to this level, though. Because I would never tear my child down worse than they already tore down. I'm going to build you up and let you know what it is and what it ain't. Okay? Because you obviously more guidance than I've been giving you. But anyway, instead of you going that route, go somewhere else with it. I'm not trying to tell nobody how to parent their child or what to do. But I am trying to tell you where you can do something different. So that it's not making you look bad and hurting your child on a whole different level in a whole different way, because that emotional and mental scarring and physical, you know, scarring and humiliation hit different when it's coming from your own parent, somebody that's supposed to love you and care about you. You can really make your point, okay? You can make your point a whole different way. You don't gotta humiliate your child. You can make your whole point a totally different way. Tough love. I'm here for the tough love. But when you go so far with your tough love that you getting down to disrespect and tear down and kicking your child while they down type of level, I have no respect for that. And you really need to take a step back, take a breather, regroup, and reanalyze what you're trying to do here. Because although in your head you may think that you're sending a real deal message, but in all reality, you sending a message that your child ain't really getting, because they're feeling like, dang, my mom or my dad just disrespected me on a crazy level. My mom and my dad just came at me like they ain't even know me. My mom and my dad just came at me like I was nothing to them. So whatever message you think you sending to them and the way that you want to come at them, understand that you sending it a whole different way. Your child is not getting it because they thinking about something totally different. They feeling something totally different. You can come hard. You can give that tough love, but you can do it in a way that is understood on all levels. That's all I'm trying to say. So parents, please think before you do. Okay, if your child acting a fool, I'm all for it. Handle that. Handle that. But watch how you handle it, because you want to make sure, and please hear me, you want to make sure that your delivery is correct. You want to make sure that your message is not being diminished by your delivery, okay? It ain't always about how you say it and what, I'm sorry. It's not always about what you say, but how you say it. I done got way too deep into my thought that I had got all messed up there. But like I said, it's not always about what you say, but how you say it. It's not always about what you do, but how you do it. Okay, make sure that your message is getting across to whoever you're trying to get it to a point where they understand it and where they're not thinking about something that's a whole different type of crazy. All right, that's all I'm trying to put out there. All right, because when I'm looking at these videos, I'm like, dang, forget what the child did, it's how bad they parent tearing them down right now. It's how bad they parent dogging them right now. That's what be going through my head. So once again, don't let your message be diminished by your delivery. Think before you do things. You may want to rip your child head off, but think before you do things. Think before you act. It is really important that you get your message across the right way and to a point where everybody understand what you're saying. Tough love is not a problem. But how you give that tough love is. So when you get to the point with your tough love that you humiliating and really dehumanizing and demoralizing your kids and your values, you messed up. And if you are a parent that has done this, please listen and think about what you did. And going forward, think about what you want to do before you act, because it's really hurtful to the kid when you sitting there doing that humiliating stuff and really think that they about to listen to what you saying. No, all they hear is the negativity and feeling that pain that you giving them by what you saying. They ain't really trying to understand you at that point, because they mind all over the place in the area where you really hurting them. Make sure they getting this the right way. So that's all I wanted to say. And I really hope that y'all listen to this podcast and that y'all take the time to sit back and understand that there's other ways of getting to your kids and making them understand where they going wrong. Okay, talk to your kids. See which way you can help them build their self back up and get their esteem up the way they need to be and act how they need to act. Don't just be so quick to tear them down. That's all I'm saying. If you have any questions or comments on this video, do not be afraid to shoot me a message. I'm here. I have no problem revisiting this topic. This is actually a topic I'm really interested in and invested in. So let me know your thoughts and opinions. Please share this podcast. I'm here to talk about anything. Let me know. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good day.